Good evening. This is Chris Corey. I'm the chairman of the coordinating committee. This is the regular meeting for the coordinating committee for May 5th, 2021. And we believe we have a quorum present. Madam Secretary, if you could take the roll, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Give me one second. You caught me. There we go. So, Chris Corey, chair. The task forces, and here we are, and we are the here. Okay, ready. And Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes. I don't hear Lawrence. James Sagerson.
Here.
James Sagerson here. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
And Polina Vasiliev, I am here as well. Mr. Chair, we have four.
Okay, wonderful. So for those of you who are not aware of the duties of this committee, this is simply a committee to formulate the agenda for the Pacifica National Board. So we're going to work off of the template tonight and bring up any items that have been remaining or straggling from previous meetings, as well as stuff that has come from committees for those of us who serve on them. So I'm going to start right at the top. There's a bunch of preliminaries, call to order, roll call, chair reads report out from closed session, excused absences, identifying timekeepers. I have agenda approval down for 20 minutes. That's a statutory number. Would you like to change that, Alex, or is that number okay with you?
I didn't hear. How many minutes?
20. I've noticed that you've been less time for agenda approval recently.
I would make it 10.
Okay, we'll change it to 10. Approve minutes of open session. I have that as 3 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And then the next two things I have up are everything else is, kind of either new or revolving. So if we have some irregular items for this meeting, this would be a good place to put them if we want to get to them in a judicious manner. Is there something important coming up in this meeting, Alex, that you're aware of that we need to disclose?
Well, yeah, there's two things I want to add to the standard plate. Number one, I want to add an announcement and some kind of a motion about Bob Fass.
Okay.
That could be very brief. I haven't written the motion yet, but I think we need some kind of a motion that I did explore this briefly. We may want to do like a Pacifica-wide commemoration of Bob Fass that's simultaneously a fundraiser.
Okay, who do you want? Who is going to bring this, Alex? Is it going to be you?
I guess so. I mean, it could be. I think it should be somebody from WBAI. It doesn't have to be me, but I could.
James, do you have an alternative suggestion other than Alex, or is Alex the preferred candidate for this?
I'm fine with having it be Alex.
Okay, I'll leave it as that.
Okay,
what's the second item, Alex?
Well, the second item I want, in addition to the regular, want reports from each of the local station boards, if they have any, about the results of their vote on the referendum.
Okay, bylaws, referendum.
Yeah, I mean, vote. WBA already gave its report at the last meeting, and I think there was a brief report from WPFW, but they may want to do a more comprehensive one. I don't know.
I know that
Mr.
KPFA
Chair,
hasn't met.
Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I just wanted to mention that we might want to hold off because not all of the LSBs have had their meetings regarding the bylaws referendum.
Well,
I know that it's going to be on our agenda next week.
Then they can report, like, you know, the ones that have had it obviously can report it. The ones that haven't had it can't report it.
Right.
Okay.
We might be able to go through station by station. KPFA has not. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Has KPFT?
No, KPFT has our station, our LSB meeting next Wednesday, and the bylaws referendum is on the agenda for that meeting.
Okay. How about KPFK? Has KPFK done it?
They have.
Yes, we have.
Okay. All right. And so we have that, KPFK. PFW, do we know about that one? Vanessa?
They had their meeting, and Ron announced the results at the last meeting, but he may want to...
It
wasn't like a formal report. You might want to give them time for a formal report. I don't know.
Okay. We need to do a formal report?
You don't need to.
We can just announce the results if you wish.
It's voluntary, Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
How much time would you think that I should leave for that, Alex? 10 minutes each? 5 minutes each?
I would say 5 minutes each, no more than that.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll leave 10 minutes for that item. Okay, then we have IED report and Q&A. Lydia Brazone, we can't really ask her whether she has anything ready, but I would imagine she will. It's a regular meeting. Anita Sims isn't on this call, is she? Anita?
No, she's not.
I didn't think so. Okay, so I have 10 minutes for her, too. And then we get into the committee reports.
Right.
I'm thinking the audit committee report's going to be pretty important. I actually got a little bit of...
At the last meeting. I mean,
sorry, what?
We essentially got the audit committee report at the last PNB meeting, didn't we?
I understand that, Alex. Let me just mention something here. I'm getting a lot of flack from KPFA about the audits not being up at the KPFTX website.
It's on the Pacifica website.
What's that? It's already there?
It's on the Pacifica website, I think, yesterday.
Okay, yesterday. Okay, I'll let them know. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just wanted to ask that question so I can stop getting these sort of unpleasant emails, I guess, would be a way of putting it.
It's never been on the KPFTX website. It's always been on the Pacifica.org website.
Okay, my mistake. Thank you. Okay, so nothing new from the audit committee as far as anyone knows, I guess. I mean, Lawrence is the person who we would ask that if he were here.
You could schedule a report from them, but I don't know if there's anything new.
Okay. All right. James, is there anything from finance?
Yes, I'd like to. It should be quick. We had a unanimous consent approval of the PRA budget. And I'd like to try and put that through. I sent it, Paulina, I sent it to you in the form of the minutes.
On the call tonight. Thank you, James.
That, to make it official, I sent it in the form, you know, along with the minutes. And as I said in the forward email, I will provide you with language for the motion, you know, an appropriate motion for the PMB recommending approval.
Okay. Perfect. Is that the only one?
That's it.
Okay. Got it. Governance. Anybody from governance?
I'm sorry, Chris, Mr. Chair, how many minutes for finance report?
10. 10.
Thank you.
Chris, a question, please?
Sure.
Who is actually making up the agenda? Is it you or Paulina?
It's actually Paulina. She's the secretary, so she's entering this. But I'm keeping notes just to,
okay,
you know,
if
Paulina has a question later, I want her to be able to. I want to be able to answer. So,
I just wanted to know if I should have copied you on the PRA budget. I sent it directly to Paulina. But I also sent it to the PMB and everybody else.
And I'll redistribute it as I send out the agenda.
Thanks, Paulina.
Governance, is anyone from governance on the call? No?
I'm here. Well, Vanessa's here. I think Sandra's on governance too, right?
Yeah, so am I, James.
No, I'm not on governance.
I was
voted to be on governance, but without my approval. I don't have time.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything from governance this week?
Lawrence has a number of motions for tonight's meeting. Of course, we don't know what will happen to him.
I remember him saying something about a Mumia motion or something. Is that right?
About what?
That's right.
I thought there was a Mumia motion.
Okay. Yeah, there's a Mumia motion. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you happen to know how many motions?
I think there were three, but that might have been another committee member who mentioned three. All I'm sure of is the Mumia motion from Lawrence.
Okay.
Mr. Paulina, I'm checking right now. I'll be able to get back to you about that in a second.
Okay. Perfect. We'll move back to governance in a second then. So I'm going to give more than 10 minutes for that section because, it'll need more than 10 if there are three motions. Personnel? Anything from personnel?
We don't have anything. Don't have anything
new
to report.
Hello, Lawrence. Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, glad you could make it. So we were just discussing governance and the motions that are going to be brought. The first motion is the Mumia one. What are the other two?
Are you talking to me, Chris?
Yes, I am, Lawrence. If you're there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Mumia one already was confirmed. That already passed. Well, it needs to be implemented. That's about all that's needed on that one.
Okay. So that one's been disposed of already, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? What else do you got?
I'm driving, so if you have it in front of you, you would definitely shake my memory.
I'm sorry. I don't have. I'm just looking at the agenda.
Well, the other one was on the Articles of Incorporation Bylaw Amendment. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Lawrence. I can help. I have all the motions in front of me.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. You are one of a kind. One of a kind.
Right.
Okay. Special.
So
we have,
yes, absolutely. So if Lawrence, you can mute. So we have a motion to inform our affiliates, and it's about to move that the interim executive director shall write to all Pacifica affiliate stations within a week advising them of the provision in the proposed New Day Pacifica bylaws, which, if approved, would cut their representation on the PNB in half and limit candidates to those selected by the Association of Affiliates. That's the motion.
Okay. I had a conversation, and I got an email from Alex. We're going to pull that one.
Right.
All right. I don't care if it's accurate or not, Sandra. We're going to pull it.
Got it. No. Fine. Next, I have a motion from... Lawrence, are we still going? I'm going to ask you. Okay, so this is still the same motion to inform affiliates, which is pulled. The proposed amendment to Articles of Incorporation, we've already taken care of the timeline, so I don't see why it needs to be on this agenda. So I think we're good. Anything else from Lawrence?
No. There's some actionable items that we're going to discuss tonight, but it's not for tomorrow night, I don't think. No, there's nothing else. I'm sorry. I apologize if I was a little... I don't know if that was Sandra that said that wasn't accurate. But we could agree to disagree, Sandra, if it was you. Thank you.
So it's just the articles of incorporation for the bylaws, is that right?
No, we already took care of that.
That's taken care of, Chris.
No, nothing. So nothing from governance.
Nothing from governance.
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought there was going to be a big load there. Okay, so that's gone. Okay, programming committee.
I'm on the programming committee, but I don't have anything in front of me. I know there's a motion from programming committee, and I don't recall it right now offhand, so sorry.
Here's Paulina. May I be recognized?
Sure, go ahead, Paulina.
If I may, I can just reach out to the chair of that committee, and that's Nancy Saibara Naritomi, and ask her to forward any motions that were approved.
Okay, perfect.
Let me do that right now.
That's great. Okay, thank you. Okay, Alex, it's strategic planning time. Do you want to bring people an update on various items that are percolating in the committee? Alex? Did we lose Alex?
I don't see the conference, so.
Yeah, I don't have the conference in front of me either. I find it distracting. It appears we lost Alex. I haven't heard him in a few minutes, but I thought he was still here.
Well, in the meantime, if I may, Mr. Chair, just to let folks know, I slightly messed up on the streaming, so now it's finally streaming correctly, but we will post the full, you know, all for the benefit of those who are listening, all you missed was roll call and a few preliminary items discussions, but everything will be posted in audio on KPFTX for your listening benefit. Thank you.
Right. So this meeting has been in session for about 20 minutes for those of you who are tuned in. So anything that was lost will be posted. Okay, well, I'm hoping, James, can you text Alex for me? Is that possible? And just see what's
up. Yep.
Thank you. I'll get in touch with Dwayne Lark about the ad hoc loan committee. I don't think there's anything that he's going to want to report, but I will ask him. Then finally, we have the development task force. Teresa?
I didn't know that Teresa was on the call, but would you like for me to reach out to her to find out if she has a report to give on the PMB call?
Yeah, please. Yeah, that would be helpful.
I would just put it down for 5 minutes, and then if she doesn't have anything to report, we can always remove it.
Okay, so be it. Then we have the COVID-19 task force. Polina?
Unless Lauren says otherwise, the only report we will have is about the national show, the task force itself. We'll have a short report. 3 minutes is enough. It'll
okay,
be for a call to for folks to remember that. You're welcome to participate. Thank you.
Okay, sure,
folks. I'm on the call if you needed something.
I did. Strategic planning. Do you need time to report on progress there?
Yeah, like 2 minutes. I'm just going to report that. We're continuing our investigations into the alternate revenue streams. That's basically what we've been doing.
Yep, I agree. Okay, yep. That's great. Thank you. Let's see. And then the only thing that I have now is unfinished business. Do we have anything left over from the previous meetings that we'd like to do this meeting?
I don't frankly recall. Helena, do you remember?
I don't either. So I'm looking for help here. If anybody can recall anything.
The last two meetings were special meetings, so we didn't really deal with leftover. You'd have to go back like three meetings or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
I'm checking the minutes.
Chris.
And yeah. Since we have some free time, can I be recognized, Chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
Ignoring me.
Yeah, I can hear you, whoever you are. Hey, Lyndon.
Go ahead.
I just want to let Alex know that the motion on the affiliates was pulled. It's not going to be heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's something we could do informally, but...
Right. No problem. Sorry, Lyndon. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say that I did have something... from a couple of meetings ago, and that had to do with the treatment of Central Services, PPP money, and Central Services. But I'm going to try to get that through the Finance Committee first. I'm going to take it a smaller bite since it seems to be such a problem.
Okay, thanks, Lyndon. Yeah, I'm actually kind of coming around to your point of view on it. It's just a bookkeeping item, but it would give some relief to stations that didn't get a lot of funding through the program. So I kind of understand it. I would definitely like the opportunity for everybody to be able to discuss it, though, in a less formal atmosphere than the PNB, a less formal and more informed atmosphere, I guess, if I can be that bold. That would be really helpful, I think.
There's a lot of items that could go into that category.
Yes, indeed, there are.
If we ever get past this this phase of tribal warfare, we might be able to address some of these issues that are, you know, for the good of the entire foundation
network. Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lawrence. Point of personal privilege. I think tribal warfare is poorly used. I think warfare is what we're at. We shouldn't categorize it as tribal because tribal people are. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Call it local versus national warfare if you want. I don't know.
That's fine with me, Alex. Thank you.
Okay. Any new business?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Please forgive me. I mentioned at the very beginning I needed to go for a programming committee meeting, so I'm going to leave.
I understand
now.
That. You're 9 minutes late for it, Vanessa. I appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I'll leave a 10-minute block for unfinished business, but I don't think we have any other... Yeah, I don't think we have any. And then new business, I'll also leave a 10-minute block just to reserve it. Do we need to have a closed session version of this meeting for going over the closed session agenda? I've actually never done that before for this committee, just letting everybody know.
I think we should if we're going to do the agenda for the closed session.
Okay. So... I guess we would need to adjourn, take the meeting off the stream, and then have a report out. Is that correct, Alex? Is that the procedure?
We don't need to do a report out from the coordinating committee, do we?
I didn't think it was necessary either.
I mean, we're not passing any motions. We're just setting an agenda.
That is exactly right. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. So we just need to be taken off the stream.
Yeah.
Okay, this is your secretary, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we adjourn, just to make sure, maybe for the benefit of anybody listening, we have an agenda that consists of the following items right now that I have in front of me. Preliminary items, 5 minutes. Agenda approval, 10 minutes. Approved minutes, 5 minutes, and I'll put in the dates of the minutes that are available for approval. Then there is a announcement or some kind of a motion by Director Steinberg regarding Pacifica-wide commemoration of Bob Bass's career contributions. That's item number four. I don't have the time for that. What was the allotted time for that, Alex?
We didn't pull one. So.
I'm either 5 or 10 minutes.
Let's make it 10, Alex.
Okay.
10, great. Thank you. Then, let's see. Then I have bylaws referendum vote report from LSDs that have already voted on the bylaws revision. Is that still an item, and how many minutes are we suggesting it should be?
10 minutes for that one, and we actually had two stations that were mentioned in that discussion. That was KPFK and WPFW.
That's right. Okay, so I'll put that in. And then we have the report from the IED with Q&A, that's 10 minutes. The report from the ICFO with Q&A, 10 minutes. Those are items 6 and 7. Then we go to item 8, committee reports. That's a 60-minute item normally. And let me make sure that I'm not missing anything. Audit committee, Eileen Rosen for 3 minutes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Coordinating committee, Chris Corey for 5. Or my
you can make it free this time. There's less business this time. Yeah.
Finance committee, James Sagerton for 10.
Yeah,
that should be funny.
Yeah,
it was passed unanimously without objection. It's non-controversial, so if passed as prologue, that will go right through.
Great. Governance Committee, Lauren Treyes for 5 minutes. We thought that there were motions, but apparently there are no motions from Governance. Correct, Lauren? Just to confirm.
Yeah, but I was still there may be something that comes out of the meeting tonight that I may have to report.
So 5 minutes for Governance. Yeah, makes sense. Then Personnel Committee, Lauren again, 3 minutes? Or am I wrong?
Sandra.
I'm not on the personnel committee anymore, so that's
right,
old.
I'm looking for an old, I'm glad I checked. So this is Sandra, and Sandra, how many minutes are you requesting? Are there any motions that I should?
There are no motions, and there's nothing new to report. We'll be meeting next week, so we'll report after that, but we don't have anything to report tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, if you don't mind, I'll just leave it as 3 minutes just in case, but, you know. Programming committee... I have just received a text from the chair.
Karina, you don't have to schedule a committee report if there isn't any. Just
great, wonderful. Then in that case, let me erase it. Programming committee has nothing to report. Programming committee, well, I don't know if there's no report. There are no motions is what I know from programming. So I'm going to leave, if you don't mind, 5 minutes for programming just in case. Even though there are no motions, there might be a report.
Sorry to interrupt you, Paulina. Who has volunteered to contact Nancy Ciavara?
I did.
Okay. Right. So, okay. Yeah.
She got back to me already saying that there are no motions passed.
Okay. We can probably just scratch that one as well then.
Okay. Done. Strategic planning, that's Alex for 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Development Task Force, Teresa for 5. COVID Task Force, Paulina for 3. Unfinished business, 10 minutes. New business, 10 minutes. And adjourn. That's it.
Yeah, and I will get back to you on the Ad Hoc Loan Committee. I'll contact you, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, I erased that already. Sorry, yeah, thank you, but whatever needs to be changed.
I was able to keep up.
Just trying. Okay, thank you, guys, and I'll take us off the stream now.
Okay, thank you.
Are we calling in on the executive session code? Hello?
I believe
so.
Yeah.
I guess we should do that. Yes.
Yes, let's do that. Okay, let's
take a 5-minute recess. This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay, see you in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Back and forth. All right.